Listen to an audio version of this post. Understanding how the adolescent brain works is essential for middle and high school educators and leaders. This critical stage of development shapes how students think, learn, and engage in the classroom. In the webinar, The Power of the Adolescent Brain, Dr. Thomas Armstrong, Executive Director of the American Institute for Learning and Human Development, covers 8 key facts about the adolescent brain. He also discusses brain-friendly strategies that educators and leaders can use to respond to the needs of middle school and high school students. Why understanding the adolescent brain matters. Adolescence is a period of rapid brain development and change. During this time, students are highly curious, risk-taking, and sensitive to peer influence. However, these traits are guided by an unevenly developing brain. While the emotional and reward-seeking centers mature quickly, the prefrontal cortex, responsible for reasoning and decision-making, develops much more slowly. Understanding how the adolescent brain works helps educators guide learners toward positive behavior, reflection, and self-regulation. 8 key facts about the adolescent brain. 1. Gray matter prunes during adolescence. Cell bodies represent the gray matter in the brain, and this gray matter decreases through a process called pruning during childhood and adolescence. While this may seem like a negative, it actually makes the brain more efficient. Dr. Armstrong says that during pruning, the brain eliminates weaker neural connections, streamlining and strengthening the remaining ones. 2. White matter increases during adolescence. White matter is made of nerve fibers called axons, carrying electrical impulse. During adolescence, it increases, improving cognitive control, processing, and reaction times. 3. Neurogenesis occurs during adolescence. Neurogenesis is the creation of new brain cells. It was once thought that we were born with a certain number of brain cells and that was it, but as Dr. Armstrong explains, we now know that throughout life we're creating new brain cells, and adolescence is a time when this is particularly occurring. 4. Pruning moves from back to front over time. During adolescence, the pruning process of gray matter moves from the back of the brain to the front gradually. Therefore, the prefrontal cortex, the decision-making part of the brain, is the last to be remodeled. 5. The emotional brain develops before the reasoning brain. Dr. Armstrong explains that the emotional brain, or limbic system, develops before the reasoning brain, the prefrontal cortex. The limbic system, responsible for emotions, risk-taking, and impulsivity, matures early in puberty. On the other hand, the prefrontal cortex, which governs decision-making, self-control, and planning, develops much later, often into the early 20s. This creates a developmental gap where adolescents have heightened emotional and risk-driven behaviors but lack fully developed reasoning and self-regulation. As Dr. Armstrong says, the accelerator has been installed, but the brakes haven't been put in yet. This explains many challenges of adolescence. 6. Process is shaped by environment, neuroplasticity. While the development of the brain during adolescence is partly natural, a lot of the growth process is shaped by environment. This is referred to as neuroplasticity. A team at the University of California, Berkeley, discovered this during experiments with rats. Rats living in an enriched environment with community and activities develop dendrites, or branches that make connections with other brain cells. Rats living in an isolated environment had fewer dendrites. Because of this, we now know that the brain will change due to environment and experience, and that neuroplasticity can form new neural connections. 7. Evolutionary advantages of brain changes. Dr. Armstrong explains that the adolescent brain is wired for risk-taking and impulsivity, and while that might not be seen as a benefit, it actually has evolutionary roots. In prehistoric times, these traits pushed adolescents to leave the safety of home, explore, hunt, and gather, helping their communities grow and develop. Of course, there had to be a balance because too much risk can be dangerous, but the mix of curiosity and caution is what helped humans thrive. Understanding this evolutionary development can give us insight into why adolescents act the way they do. 8. The adolescent brain is extraordinarily vulnerable to the environment. Dr. Armstrong explains that the world is fairly dangerous for adolescents due to many types of temptations and influences. This results in traffic accidents, teen violence, media addiction, bullying, sleep disorders, STDs, self-harm, alcohol and substance abuse, and mental illness. He says, we need to be very cognizant of these risks and take action so that we can change the trajectory of adolescents so that they don't end up using their evolutionary genes to get into trouble in these ways. 8 brain-friendly practices for teaching adolescents. 1. Transform developing decision-making skills into constructive opportunities to choose. Allow students to choose their own projects based on their interests and abilities and set goals for themselves. Let students be involved in school policy. Exercise their choice muscles, such as curriculum and discipline policies. Offer more elective choices so kids aren't given only courses they must take. Point 2. Help direct identity confusion with self-awareness activities. Adolescents may join cliques or social groups in school because they are trying to figure out their identities outside of their families. They are constantly constructing their sense of self, but educators can give learners opportunities to reflect and be more self-aware. Ask learners to keep personal journals in the classroom with reflections, experiences, images, poetry, etc. Connect academic content to students' lives. One way to do this is by asking, "Think of a time in your life when," teach mindfulness meditation to help learners be more aware of their emotions. Point 3. Steer adolescents away from negative peer influence with peer learning connections. Set up a peer teaching system. Embed collaborative learning projects into units. Incorporate peer critiques so learners receive feedback from their age group. Point 4. Ease emotional struggles by teaching more than academics. Emotionally support learners by greeting them when they arrive at class. Check in with learners periodically by connecting to their personal experiences. Engage learners' imaginations throughout lessons. One way to do this is by asking them to close their ideas and imagine a part of the lesson. Assist learners in understanding and self-regulating their feelings. Point 5. Help adolescents with body image by integrating movement. Provide periodic exercise breaks in class every 20 minutes to help with attention. Integrate role play in the lesson. Engage learners in hands-on activities such as the maker movement. Point 6. Teach learners how to think critically and evaluate misinformation. Dr. Armstrong suggests giving learners metacognitive strategies for thinking about their thinking. Ask open-ended questions that allow for more critical thinking. Teach learners to evaluate sources, especially online sources. Explain the importance of a growth mindset. 7. Channel adolescents' impulsive energy through expressive arts. Incorporate creative writing such as poetry and short stories. In science, learners could write in a scientist's notebook with their observations, sketches, and even ideas for science fiction based on what they've learned. Encourage learners to express their ideas visually and create projects that are works of art. Allow learners to use media to showcase their learning. Point 8. Give learners plenty of real-world experience to curb negative risk-taking. Create an internship program or a job shadowing day. Use a community-based and service learning approach. Tips for school leaders to implement these strategies. To bring these practices into your school or district, consider the following steps. 1. Train teachers on adolescent brain science. Offer professional development workshops that explain the neurological changes in adolescents and how teaching methods can align with these changes. 2. Promote collaboration among staff members. Give educators opportunities to share successful strategies, challenges, and insights. Consider peer observation programs or regular discussion groups. 3. Assess and refine policies. Evaluate current policies and practices to ensure they support active, social, and emotionally engaging learning. Adjust schedules, classroom layouts, or extracurricular activities as needed and allow learners to have input on policies. 4. Engage families. Help parents understand adolescent brain development to strengthen learning at home. Host informational sessions or provide take-home resources to build stronger school-family partnerships. Discover why vetting EdTech tools for inclusivity matters and unlock strategies to leverage EdTech for inclusivity. Download our free ebook.